What up? Peace and blessings to the fam. This is your big homie Jared, and you are tuned in to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, brought to you by theretroinsider.com. As always, thank you for checking out the content, and a big special shout out must go to all you new and returning listeners. Hope you guys are having a great rest of your day or evening, whenever you're listening to this, whatever the case may be. Hope everything's going your way. Now, today is going to be a sneaker snag segment, and this is where we talk about one of my latest pickups, which, as you probably know from the title, happens to be the Air Jordan 1 Low Shattered Backboard. This is a unique shoe. Definitely want to give you my thoughts and opinions on it. Also tell you how I was able to cop, which can help you if you are interested in this shoe. So all of that is coming up next, so stay tuned. But first, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Stitcher Premium. Stitcher is the easiest way to listen to podcasts on your computer, smartphone, smart speaker, and even in your car. For only $4.99 a month, subscribers get access to ad-free shows like Wolverine, The Lost Trail, The Fantasy Footballers, as well as access to Stitcher original content, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. If you're interested in getting started with Stitcher Premium, go to stitcher.com/premium to sign up today. And don't forget to use our promo code RETRO for 1 month free. Welcome back, and let's go ahead and start talking about this Air Jordan 1 Low Shattered Backboard. Now, just a little backstory. The Air Jordan 1 Lows have been on a frenzy in 2019. They released a plethora of colorways that resemble some of the high OG models, such as the black toes and the gold toes, and a few others. Now, the Shattered Backboard version, which we'll be discussing today, is no different. It takes its colorway inspiration from the high OG version, which is an extremely popular shoe, released a couple years ago in resales for double, triple, four times as much. People talk about the quality on that particular shoe. Now, as far as the low version, it retails for $90, so we can't expect to have as good a quality on this shoe as the high OG version, but it is a mix of materials. It has white leather on the side panel. We have a black patent leather swoosh, and then we also have this black felt type nubuck material that's on the toe box and also the back heel. The Air Jordan Wings logo is embroidered on the back heel as well, and then we have a nylon tongue that has an orange or white Jumpman, I can't remember, but yeah, so that's pretty much the shoe. Like I said, it retails for $90, which is a great price point. I don't think it should be any more than that, period. It's an old school low top shoe with okay materials, so $90 is great. But another good thing about this shoe, you can apply your shoe discounts or coupons from Foot Locker, Foot Action, or Champs, and also potentially get this shoe for $70 if you have a $20 coupon. So keep that in mind when you're going to the store. This is a shoe that is coupon eligible. And it's a great shoe for the fall. You know, black and orange is pretty much Halloween colors. I will not be rocking a Halloween shoe probably at any point, but you know, hey, that's neither here nor there, and we'll discuss that later in the segment. I just wanted to let you know how you could cop it, and so you can just pretty much walk into your local foot stores. Now, it's going to be difficult if you wear anything under a size 10. You have to go as soon as they release, probably, to get that size, or a day after. But if you wear anything above a size 10, you should be able to get that shoe in store. However, if they are released, if they are sold out, please expect them to be restocked periodically, not only in store, but online as well. So the online retailer should also have these. So go check out your local store first. I recommend that. And then later, go online and see if they have the sizes. And always stay updated with some of the sneaker Twitter accounts like Soul Links. They will constantly tweet out the restocks on these particular shoes, so you can stay informed. If you really want a pair of these, you should be able to get them. These aren't shoes that once they're done, they're done. They restock over the next probably month or so after the initial release, so it shouldn't be a problem for you getting these. But anyways, in the next part of this segment, we're going to talk about the shoe itself and my personal thoughts on it. Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how-to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. It's gonna be all right. All right, in this last segment of the show, I'm going to just give you some of my thoughts and opinions about the Air Jordan 1 Low Shattered Backboard. Now, let me just be completely honest. I do not like the shoe, not because it's not a nice model, because I do love the Air Jordan 1 model, the Air Jordan 1 Low model specifically as well, but it's just the colorway. I'm just not an orange guy, and especially a black and orange. It looks just too Halloween for me. You know what I'm saying? It seems like a costume shoe. Doesn't really fit my personal style. However, I can appreciate someone else who does rock this in their own unique way. So don't let my opinions, persuade you to not like the shoe, period. You know what I'm saying? The way you are as an individual, this shoe might fit for you. I'm just telling you right now that it's just not for me. Like I said, though, the Air Jordan 1 Low model is a model that I like. Back in 08, this was actually the first Air Jordan 1 I ever owned, a low. You know, it was a red, white, and blue shoe, primarily a white and blue upper, I believe. I can't remember exactly, but there were hits of reds, too. The sole was like an icy blue or red. But anyways, that was a dope shoe, and I liked it because the shoe was extremely wearable. It was fairly comfortable, you know what I mean? So it's just a good shoe to have in your rotation. For me personally, I would probably go with the Royal Toes as probably being my favorite of the lows that were released this year. But yeah, the shoe is not bad as far as material wise. For $70 potentially, this is a great shoe for you to just pick up and rock, you know, however you want to do it. So yeah, if you haven't checked out the video, you can always go to our YouTube channel, which is the Retro Insider on YouTube, and go check out this sneaker snag quick look video where we give you a detailed look at the Air Jordan 1 Low Shattered Backboard. I'm sure you've seen it. But just show the channel support, like the video, subscribe to the channel. In the comment section, leave us your thoughts on this particular sneaker, what you think about it, what you like, what you don't like. Whatever the case may be, let us know. Definitely want to hear from you guys. But that's pretty much it for today. Don't want to take up any more of your time. But as always, thank you for checking out the content and stay humble and proceed.